Wisconsin election officials have identified specific security issues that they want addressed and will spend a $7 million federal grant on shoring up vulnerabilities ahead of the fall elections. It's the first topic up for discussion on this state capitol report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Mark Thompson is chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us first where this $7 million grant comes from.
Well, in March of 2018, this past March, U.S. Congress passed an act that released $380 million to Help America Vote Act, which is traditionally called HAVA, to grant funds to the state election agencies to focus on security issues. Then in March 30th, the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, better known as the EAC, sent us a letter telling us that our portion of the grant would be $6,978,318. Under the proposal of the grant, Wisconsin has to match up to $348,916. So hopefully, very soon, we will have available about $7.3 million to invest in security and security for our election system.
Well, let's dive a little bit more into what that means specifically for the election system. How will you divvy out this money? What are you specifically addressing?
So the first step in the process is before the commission actually has access to the funds, we have to submit what's called a technical Section 1654 request to the Department of Administration, essentially under the direction of the governor, to allow us to accept those funds. We had a meeting on April 18th where the commission passed a motion to authorize or request that the state accept those funds. And that just happened, you know, late last week. So we're hoping we'll know more later this week in terms of that. But by all indications, the governor's office has indicated that they will be signing that letter and requesting the funds. Once the funds are in, the staff has the job of developing a plan for its use. At our meeting last week, they did a couple of things with several hundred thousand dollars as a preliminary matter. The first that we dealt with was the multi-factor authentication. This all has to do with the vote system. It allows our users to have a password, and if somebody somehow gains access to the password, there would still be a second level code word that would be sent to them. So even if someone gets someone's password, that your local system still remains intact. There are 3,000 or generally 3,000 users for multi-factor authentication in Wisconsin. So we immediately authorized the commission to spend up to $200,000 to immediately start to develop that, so that's in place by the August election. And then we took immediate steps to hire two additional IT contractors that will begin developing software focused on these security issues. When the last budget came around, the commission staff, we had asked for six positions, and the governor had vetoed that. So we view our current position as essentially being six positions weak. With these federal funds now, we'll be able to implement some of that staffing, and then consistent with the federal mandate, we'll be focusing those folks on security matters.
So you'll have both a focus on IT and getting staffed up the way you would like to be staffed up, ideally?
Yeah, that is. These are sort of very technical positions. Mm. You know, we have 1,753 municipal clerks and 82 county clerks, I think that's the right number, all participating in essentially running our elections at the local level. They're all decentralized. Those systems, voting systems, are not on the internet. Our voter registration and the WISP votes and our new e-poll book system will have internet access, and so we're really focusing in on making sure that where we have developed this new software and access or potential access, that we focus in on security on those areas. So it is a staff effort out of Madison in conjunction with working with all the local clerks and local officials to try to maximize the results.
Mark Thompson is, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just going to reset here. Mark Thompson, chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and we're talking right now about the $7 million federal grant for election security funding. Mark Thompson, going a little bit more into this electronic poll book versus paper poll book, and you're calling it Badger books. So you're actually incorporating more electronics, more technology into something that perhaps versus something where the, you know, at the poll they would write in print on a piece of paper. You would think electronic would have more security concerns.
Well, you know, every time we change our technology, a new set of security questions arise. The e-poll books had their first run at various locations this past April with much success. The folks that used it really thought it was useful, fast, easy, efficient. And the role of the commission is to, in the implementation of that process, maximize the security on it. And so to the extent that it does involve more, you know, computer generally, it does involve more security issues, and that is why the focus is on hiring IT personnel that their job will be to really look at the architecture, look at the system, and working in conjunction with Homeland Security and the State Division of Enterprise Technologies, who really have the access to the security. You know, that's really where these computer systems are housed. They're not housed by the commission itself or its staff. And so we'll be working with our partners to maintain the security. At least that's the goal, and that's where the money's getting spent.
Mark Thompson, it came out some weeks ago that Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, would be simulating hacking attempts, and these simulations would come down in May or June to test vulnerabilities. Is that still happening? And will any of these election system upgrades from this funding may play into that?
The as of today, I have not heard if that's been scheduled.
Okay.
So I can't tell you. I know that generally over the last, you know, year, 9 months, 6 months, there has been a national focus on looking at the best practices nationwide and then implementing them in terms of Wisconsin, given, you know, each state's election system is unique to its state generally. And so I am sure that whatever Homeland Security has planned, we'll be putting that in place. Now, whether or not those initial tests will take place before, you know, we're able to utilize
the funding,
again,
right?
I don't know. I mean,
right.
The goal is to definitely have the multi-factor authentication and the two IT contracts up, you know, prepared in August, and then we'll do everything we can in terms of the implementation of the rest. So,
very quickly, as we wrap up here, Mark Thompson, do you feel in elections we're in a better position than we were security-wise than in 2016?
I think there's no doubt about that. There is, in 2016, even at a national level, there was a real lack of communication between the different agencies in terms of where the vulnerabilities are. There's been much more transparency and discussion on that. I have been told, I'm not privy to this, you know, I don't have the security clearance myself, but I've been told that communications between Department of Homeland Security and the state, including representatives of our staff that have security, that it is much improved.
And we're going to have to leave it.
I have to rely on that.
Right there. Mark Thompson, Chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, thank you so much for joining us. When we come back, we'll look at the Ku Klux Klan history on the UW-Madison campus. Get your insights here on the State Capitol Report. Stay with us. The news is next here on the Ideas Network.